今天我们很高兴再次有这个 John Lauder 牧师跟我们分享神的话语。
And we're glad that we have Pastor John Lauder to speak to us today.
It is wonderful to be here again.
很高兴可以今天在这里。
Thank you, Pastor Lou, for this opportunity to share with your people again.
感谢刘牧师给我这个机会可以与会众一起分享。
You're probably wondering if I ever preach on anything but the 23rd Psalm.
你可能觉得牧师怎么从来都没有讲除了诗篇23篇以外的信息。
For the past 3 years, I've had a number of opportunities to share with you.
在过去的三年当中，我有很多次机会与大家一起来分享诗篇23篇。
And every single time, I've preached to you out of the 23rd Psalm.
每一次我都讲同样的这个诗篇。
I don't know if you've enjoyed it, but I've enjoyed it.
不知道你们是不是喜欢，但我很喜欢。
So I want to do it again this morning.
所以我今天早上还想继续。
I'll try to put a look at it a little bit differently and look at a different verse that we haven't covered yet.
我们今天要看的是一个不同的一句经文，我们之前还没有讲过的。
So you may have already turned with me in your Bibles to the Psalm 23. You do need to do that.
你可能已经翻开了诗篇23篇，你也需要打开。
But I also want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Philippians, the last chapter, chapter 4.
请打开腓立比书最后一章，第四章。
And when you find that Philippians chapter 4, just put your bulletin or a pencil or something there. I want us to look at that in just a little while.
你可以把铅笔或者你的今天的节目单夹在那一页，我们等一下还要回来看。
During the times that I've been with you in recent years, I've shared with you about Psalm 23 verses 2 through 6.
在过去的日子当中，我来到你们当中，我讲了诗篇的23篇第二章的第六节。
You may, 第二章的第六节。You may have wondered why I skipped verse 1.
你可能会在想为什么我没有讲第一节。
Well, I want to finish at the beginning.
我想以第一节作为讲到的结尾。
Remember, this was written by David.
这个是大卫王。
David became the greatest king that Israel ever knew.
大卫成为以色列王，以色列国最伟大的一位君王。
But he grew up as a shepherd.
他是从一个牧童长大的。
And he says in this very first verse what he goes into great detail in the rest of the chapter, in the rest of the psalm.
他第一节所讲的内容，他会在接下来的二到六节详细的讲。
And in this summary verse, he says this.
在这个总结的这一句，他这么说。
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now that may or may not be how your translation of God's word reads.
中文的翻译可能不太一样。
David wrote this in Hebrew.
他用希伯来文写。
And that which is 9 or 10 words, or you know, depending on what translation you have in different languages, is just 4 words in Hebrew.
他在希伯来文当中只用了四个词，你们可能会读英文可以看到很多的不同的词，中文也有不同的词。
The first word is Yahweh or Jehovah.
第一个词是亚威，就是耶和华。
The second word is the one who continually shepherds me.
第二个词就是那一个一直是我牧者的。
The third word is nothing.
第三个是什么都没有。
And then the fourth word is best translated, shall I lack?
第四个词就是最好翻译成为我没有缺乏。
So a literal translation would be Yahweh or Jehovah is the one who continually shepherds me. Nothing shall I lack.
耶和华是我，他一直都是我的牧者，没有我所缺乏的。
I think we're all familiar with the English translations. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need.
我想我们也熟悉英语的另外一种翻译，就是耶和华是我的牧者，我所有的一切都有了。
Or the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。
Now you know both of those are actually good translations.
这两种都是很好的翻译。
They just look at it a little bit differently.
就是从两个不同的角度来看这个。
You see, that which we don't lack is everything we need.
然后我没有缺乏就是我已经有了所有的。
Everything we have, when the Lord's our shepherd, everything we need is ours.
有耶和华作为我们的牧者，我们一切所需的我们都有了。
And then when we're able to adjust our wants to only that which we really need, we have everything we want too.
当我们把自己的所想要的成局限在自己所需要的话，我们就有了一切所需的。
In verse 1, David covers everything.
第一节大卫就把所有的内容都讲进去了。
We have everything we need and we lack nothing.
我们一切所有的都有了，我们没有缺乏。
Now I want you to turn to that chapter 4 of the book of Philippians.
我们现在一起看腓立比书第四章。
Where the apostle Paul says essentially the same thing.
使徒保罗说的也是同样的内容。
And he says in verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
在第十九节他就说在我们上帝里面我们就有一切所有的。
I don't know about you, but knowing that God promises to meet every need that I have goes a long way in helping me experience a sense of contentment in life.
不知道你是怎么想的，但是当我认识到这一点，我已经有了所有一切我所需要的，这给我带来极大的满足。
If you have invited Jesus Christ into your life, you have in your life the one who promises to meet your every need.
当你邀请耶稣进到你的生命当中，你就以仰赖耶稣提供你所需要的一切。
Remember, he said, I am the good shepherd.
因为耶稣说我是好牧人。
He's the best shepherd there is.
他是最好的牧人。
He is the shepherd of Psalm 23.
他是诗篇23篇的牧者。
Now, if it is true that Jesus is all that you need. There's some implications of that truth.
如果耶稣是你所需要的一切，那么就有这句话就有很多含义。
The first implication is that if you don't have him, you don't have everything you need.
第一层含义是，如果你没有耶稣，你就没有一切所需的。
There's something missing in your life.
一定有什么在你生命中有缺失。
And you're not going to have everything that you need until you invite Jesus Christ into your life.
你就不可能有你一切所需的，只等到你把耶稣邀请进入你生命。
A second implication of that statement that Jesus is all that you need is this.
第二层含义是说，在耶稣里面你有一切所需的，是这样的意思。
If Jesus is all you need, then if you don't have him, or if you have him, you have everything you need.
在耶稣里面，如果你有了耶稣，那么你就有了一切所需的。
So, if you don't have him, you don't have everything you need. If you have him, you have everything you need.
相反，如果你没有耶稣，你就没有一切所需的。
Well, believe it or not, there's more to it than that.
当然还有更多的，在里面还有更多的含义。
And it has to do with the way that we think.
它也影响到我们思考的方式。
A third implication of that statement, Jesus is all you need, would be this.
第三层含义说耶稣是你一切所需的，还有这个意思。
If you have Jesus, and you have everything you need, and you know that what he provides really is everything you need, you're in really good shape.
你认识了耶稣，也有了耶稣，那么你就有一切所需的，而且你也深知道这就是你一切所要的。
Not only do you have everything you need, but you know that it's enough.
不仅是你有一切所有的，而且你知道那已经足够了。
And you're not going to be looking for something or someone else to do for you what only Jesus can do for you.
你就不再会去向周围的人或事所寻找，找到你那个所需的，因为耶稣已经为你所成就了一切。
There's a fourth implication, and this is where I want to spend most of our time this morning.
第四层含义是我想花更多时间来讨论的。
Even if you've invited Jesus into your life and you have everything you need, if you think that's not enough for you to experience a sense of completeness and fulfillment and contentment in life, then you're not going to be content unless you have that something else in addition to Jesus.
如果即使你已经邀请了耶稣，你已经有了他所供应你的一切所有，但是如果你的心里还没有满足的话，那么你一定缺乏了什么。
You won't be content even though you have Jesus.
你心里不会有完全的满足，因为就算你知道有耶稣。
Now, if that's where you are this morning, let me ask you just a couple of questions.
看看你们今天能不能回答这些问题。
The first would be, what are you going to do if you never get whatever it is you think you've just got to have in addition to Jesus to be content?
你在生命中有没有一些东西是你一定要有的，在耶稣以外你还要再有。
What are you going to do if you never find that special person or achieve that position or get that promotion or have that position or power or prestige or prominence or claim or income or status or whatever it is you think you need in addition to Jesus to be content?
在耶稣以外，如果你没法找到那一个特定的人，没有办法获得晋升加薪，没有得到权力、声望、名誉、称赞、收入、地位，这些你认为必须得到满足的事情之外，你应当怎么样？
A second question would be, what are you going to do if you get it, but then it slips through your fingers like sand?
第二个问题是，就算你得到了这些，但是这些马上又失去了，就像沙子流过手指的缝隙。
What are you going to do if any number of unfortunate things happens to you?
当生命中发生不幸的时候，你应当怎么做呢？
What are you going to do if your business fails, or you lose your job, or your husband walks out on you, or your wife is taken away by some terrible accident or sudden illness, or the house burns down, or you lose your health or your wealth, or maybe all of the above?
你应当怎么办呢？如果你破产了，或者你丢了工作，或者你的丈夫离家出走了，或者你的妻子被出于一个意外而去世，或者生了很严重的病，或者你的房子被烧了，或者你只剩下你的衣服。
You know, that sort of thing happens, and it doesn't matter how fine a person you may be, how fine a Christian you may be.
不论你是多么好的一个人，或者是你是一个很好的基督徒，这样的事情依然会发生。
If you live long enough, you're going to lose a thing or two.
如果你活得够久的话，你肯定会丢掉一些东西。
You might even experience some very dramatic and significant losses.
甚至会经历到很严重的或者很巨大的创伤和损失。
The time could happen, God forbid, when you lose just about everything that you have.
也有可能希望上帝能够阻止你可能会损失，你可能会丢失所有的一切。
Do you remember that happened to Job?
你记得约伯？
The Bible describes him as being the most righteous person on the face of the earth, yet he lost just about everything that he had.
在圣经里，他描述约伯说，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。然而他所有的一切都没有了。
What are you going to do if something like that happens to you, and one of those things that you lose just so happens to be one of those things you've got it in your mind, you've got to have in order to be content?
那如果那样的事情发生的时候，而你同时就想着你必须要有那样东西才能够满足的时候，那样东西却丢走了，丢失了怎么办？
Listen very carefully.
请仔细听。
As long as you feel you need something in order to be content, you're not going to be content unless you have it.
如果你想要得到某样东西才能得到满足的话，你肯定在得到那样东西前是不会满足的。
If you're contentment is dependent, even in part, on anything or anyone that can be here today and gone tomorrow. You're not going to be content if they're gone tomorrow. And that's a very real possibility for every one of us here this morning.
这对于我们每一个人来说都是真的。如果你觉得今天你要这样，明天你还要那样，在你明天得到那样之前，你是不会得到满足的。
Let's look and what Paul says here in Philippians chapter 4.
我们来看看保罗在腓立比书第四章是怎么说的。
You know, he makes that promise to meet our every need in Christ Jesus, in verse 19. But I want us to look back at verse 11.
我们在19节说到，我的神必叫他荣耀的丰富在耶稣基督里，使你们一切所需的都充足。我们现在回头来看看。
Paul said, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
他在十二节说到，我知道我得了秘诀，在随时随在我都得了秘诀。
You see, learning to be content is just that. It's something you have to learn.
这个可以无论在什么情况下我都知足了，是一样我们需要学的东西。
Which means it's going to take time.
这说明它需要时间。
God's the best teacher there is, would you agree?
你同意吗？上帝是我们最好的老师。
He often uses the circumstances of life to teach us life's most important lessons.
他经常用生命当中的一些情况来教导我们。
Oh, but we don't like to go to school, do we?
我们想上学吗？
But if you're going to learn the lessons that God wants to teach you, and particularly about contentment, like Paul did, you've got to pay attention.
如果你要学会像保罗那样，无论在什么情况下都能够知足的话，那么你必须来学习。
You need to spend time with him in an attitude of prayer.
你必须与他同在，并且向他祷告。
In fact, you need to commune with him constantly.
那你必须随时随地的与耶稣与上帝交流。
You need to fellowship with him moment by moment.
每时每刻都需要与他一起有团契交通。
You need to walk with him day after day after day.
要日复一日的与他同行。
And all the while you're doing that, you need to watch how he's meeting your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
那你要仔细的观察，在每时每刻你与他同行的时候，他是怎样满足你所有的需要。
Watch him meet your every need, whatever is going on in your life.
他关心你，并且满足你一切的需要，无论在生命中你需要什么。
Now, also here in verses 11 and 12, Paul talks about how he learned to be content, whatever the circumstances.
第十一到十二节，他保罗在这边讲他是如何学会的，在各种情况下。
He said, "I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty, and I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want."
我知道怎样处卑贱。也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
He learned to be content in all kinds of circumstances by finding himself in all kinds of circumstances.
他在各种的情况下都经历过，并且也学会如何在耶稣里得到饱足。
In a way, it's kind of called on-the-job training.
另外一个也是说明是在工作当中接受培训。
You see, for the Apostle Paul, his contentment was not dependent on what was happening in his life.
看到使徒保罗他的满足并不是依赖于那个时候他所需要什么。
It was solely dependent on the love and all-sufficient provision of God that he knew was his because he had Jesus.
他依赖于上帝，因为他知道他的生活所需的都是从他而来。
Wouldn't you love to be able to say like the Apostle Paul, "I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances"?
你难道不想像使徒保罗一样说，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的吗？
Well, just remember, it took him time to learn that.
但要记住，他花了很多时间学会了。
And it takes time for you and I to learn it as well.
对于你我来说也是一样。
So be patient with yourself.
所以对自己要有耐心。
Through the years, I've had the opportunity to share with you on a number of occasions how God has been teaching me that important lesson throughout my life.
在过去的几年中，我也向大家分享了上帝如何在我的生命的每一步当中来教导我。
I've been here in Albuquerque, I believe, about 25 years now.
我来到 Albuquerque 已经有25年了。
We joined First Baptist Church in early 1994, and you were some of the first people that I met, many of you.
在你们当中有很多是我在1994年第一浸信会所见到的一些。
Oh, and I've been blessed to share with you through the years on numerous occasions.
对于我来说也是一个很大的 祝福，因为我可以与大家一起分享。
You don't need me to tell you, I've told you time and again about that terrible accident that my wife had, when I was just 38 years old.
你们可能也听说过一些，我在38岁的时候，我妻子在遭到了很严重的车祸。
I don't want you to think that I'm talking about my wife, Kathy.
我并不是说我现在的妻子 Kathy.
I'm talking about my wife, Kathy.
我说的是我的妻子 Kathy.
God has blessed me with two Kathys.
因为我前妻也叫 Kathy.
And in 1991,My first wife, Kathy, was involved in a very serious automobile accident.
在1991年，我的前妻 Kathy 在经历了很严重的车祸。
It required her to live for the rest of her life in nursing homes.
她就在护理院里度过了她的余生。
And it required me to do what I could by God's power to be the husband that God wanted me to be to her at a time of incredible need for her.
也教导我学会如何在她最需要的时候做一个她的好的丈夫。
I also had to raise our two daughters who at the time of the accident were ages 9 and 11.
我也在那个时候把我的两个女儿九岁和十一岁当时还很小的女儿养大。
And worst of all, I had to take care of myself.
当然更糟糕的是我也需要照顾自己。
I found out in a hurry all that she did for me when all of a sudden she couldn't do anything for me.
那以前为我做了很多事，现在她什么也没法做了。
I know I've shared with you that through the years, at the time of the accident, I thought that, you know, I need her, and I'm always going to need her, and therefore, Lord, you can't take her away.
当车祸刚发生的时候，我就想，这么多年我都在他的帮助下，我非常需要他，上帝，你不能把他拿走。
I was pretty sure that there was no way I could raise those two daughters on my own.
我十分肯定我靠自己是没有办法是养大这两个女儿的。
I didn't see any way that I could do all that was involved in carrying out God's calling in my life as a pastor or as a minister of the gospel without her right there by my side.
我没有办法想象他不在我身边的时候，我除此之外还要做牧师，做传道。
I thought I needed her, and I was always going to need her.
我知道我曾经需要她，我也永远需要她。
Well, after a few years of not having her being able to do anything for me, I learned differently.
在几年之后，当度过了很多他不能帮助我的，他什么都不能帮助我的日子之后，我就学会了。
You see, I had been dependent on her to do a lot of stuff for me.
我以前也非常依赖他给我帮我做很多事。
That was for the first 18 years of our marriage.
但是我们结婚最初十八年的时候，
But now she couldn't do anything.
现在她什么都不能做。
Did that mean that God wasn't meeting every need that I had?
这是不是说上帝没有满足我一切的需要呢？
Not at all.
根本不是。
You see, I found out that it really wasn't.Her that I needed, and her that I would always need in my life.
不是我的前妻，是我所需要的一切。
There was only one person who I would always need in any and every situation.
只有一个人是我在各种各样的情况下，在所有的时候都需要的。
And that was one I could count on to be there in any and every situation.
那他也是那个我在随时随地都能够依赖的那一位。
It was the Lord who was my shepherd.
是耶和华，他是我的牧者。
Who promised to be with me from now into all of eternity.
他应许要与我们同在，从今时直到永远。
And it was the Lord who promised me that He would meet my every need, just like He continued to do.
这是上帝，他应许过我，他会满足我一切的需要，并且他一直也在满足我一切的需要。
Well, 10 years after the accident, the Lord took her home to glory.
车祸十年以后，他去了天家。
Well, that was great for her.
对她来说是好得无比。
But even though for 10 years she hadn't been able to do anything for me, she was still here.
在过去的十年当中，她什么都不能帮助我，但是她也一直在我身边。
And boy, when she wasn't there anymore, I wondered, am I going to be able to make it without her?
当她不在的时候，我曾经想我没有他应该怎么办呢？
Long story short, I found out again.
长话短说，
yes.
我发现了这一点。
The Lord was still there.
耶和华依然在那儿。
And He was faithful in meeting my every need.
上帝是信实的，他供应了我一切所需要的。
Just like He promised He would.
就像他所应许的一样。
I learned something else during those years.
有一些在过那些年中，我也想到了一些其他的事。
I'm sure you've noticed this as well.
我相信你们也看到了。
You know, as we go through life, our needs change.
你也会发现，在当我们，日复一日的过的时候，我们的需要也会变。
There are things that we needed when we were young that we don't need when we're older.
那我们年轻时候所需要的，当我们年老的时候，可能并不需要。
And it's okay if those go away.
那也没有问题。
But there are also things that we don't need when we're young that we need when we're older.
有一些是我们在年轻的时候不需要，当我们年老的时候就需要了。
I have a feeling one of these days I'm going to need a cane to lean on.
我觉得可能过几年我就需要一根拐杖。
I've never needed help like that.
我以前从来不需要拐杖。
Some of the things we once needed we no longer need, and some of the things we've never needed we start needing.
有一些我们曾经不需要的，现在要了；曾经需要的，现在又不需要。
But whenever you start needing something that you've never needed before, don't worry.
如果你突然之间需要了一些你以前从来不需要的东西，也不用担心。
Because if you need it, the Lord's going to provide it.
因为如果你需要的话，上帝会供应。
According to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
那是因为他的丰富，在耶稣基督里的丰富。
Even if the time comes in your life when you feel like He's just about all you got, folks, let me just assure you, He's all you need.
你可能会在生命中突然之间你学会上帝是你一切所需的。
Do you believe that this morning?
今天早上你相信这个？
I'll tell you what happens when you really believe that. I'll tell you what happens when you really believe that He's everything you need.
我会告诉你，你真的相信的话，会发生什么？
It'll make such a wonderful difference in your life, others are going to notice it.
它会使你的生命有非常奇妙的改变。
They're going to see in your life, that which we sang about this morning.
那其他人也会看见你这样奇妙的改变。
That wonderful sense of inner peace and contentment.
就像我们今天早上所唱的那个奇妙的发自内心的平安和满足。
And they're going to ask you how they can have what they see so evident in your life.
那他们也会问像你问为什么会这样。
And you tell them about Jesus.
那你就告诉他们这是因为耶稣。
The one who continually shepherds you day by day.
他每日的牧养我。
And meets every need that you have.
供应我一切所需。
You know, I hope this sermon helps in you experiencing that sense of contentment if you have Jesus.
我希望今天早上的讲道可以帮助到你，能够感受到或者学习到这一点。
It helps to be reminded from time to time, doesn't it?
所以对于我们来说，经常得到提醒也是很好的，是吗？
But for it to really make a difference in your life, to really learn it, it takes time.
但是要真正的学习到这一点，在生命当中学习到是需要时间。
Remember, God's the best teacher there is.
因为上帝是最好的老师。
He often uses the circumstances of life to teach us life's most important lessons.
他经常用生命当中一些境况来教导我们生命当中最重要的功课。
If you're going to learn the lessons that God is trying to teach you, you got to pay attention.
当然你需要十分注意上帝会在你的生命当中怎么教导你。
You got to spend time in His presence constantly.
你要一直与他同在。
Communing with Him, fellowshipping with Him, walking with Him day by day.
日复一日的要与他沟通，与他团契，与他相交，并且与他同行。
And as you take Him wherever you are in your life,
你会经历到他的同在，不论你在哪里。
Just watch. Watch Him meet every need that you have.
你只需要观看他如何供应你生命一切所需。
If you want to experience more contentment in your life, spend more time in an attitude of prayer in His presence.
如果你在生命当中要获得更多的满足的话，那就要时常祷告。
And that's something you can do wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
那也是你随时随地都可以做的事。
It's very simple, really. If you have Jesus, you have everything you need.
这非常的简单，因为你有了耶稣，就有一切所需的。
It's also very simple. If you've never invited Jesus into your life, you don't have everything you need.
但也相反也是，如果你没有耶稣在你生命当中，你就不能得到满足。
There's no way that you can experience that sense of contentment and fulfillment in life, and therefore, a sense of contentment in your life.
就没有办法在你的生命当中得到那个满足。
Let me encourage you to invite Jesus into your life.
我鼓励你邀请耶稣到你的生命当中。
And I'm sure that your pastor would love to share with you how you can do that.
我们知道刘牧师也会非常的高兴与你分享。
Jesus said very simply in Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me.
耶稣在启示录三章二十节讲得很清楚，看哪，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If you open the door of your heart, Jesus will come in just like he promises.
如果你打开你的心门，耶稣就像他所应许的，一定会进到你的心中。
The Lord is the one who continually shepherds me. Nothing shall I lack.
耶和华是我永远的牧者，我缺什么都没有缺乏。
I haven't since I joined his flock nearly four decades ago.
四十年前。
More than four decades ago.
四十多年以前，我就已经认识到这一点。
And I have that assurance that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我也知道那恩典与慈爱将跟随我的一生，我也要永远住在他的殿中。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for that assurance that you've given to so many of us here this morning.
上帝，感谢你帮助我们得以明白你会供应我们一切。
Lord, thank you for the promises of your word, which we can count on being absolutely dependable.
感谢你，你应许我们，我们可以抓紧你的话，因为你会供应我们一切。
I just pray that you'll bless every Christian here with an enhanced sense of contentment today.
我希望你祝福在座的每一位，能够更加使他们得到满足。
And as they're more and more content with each passing day, I pray that you'll use them in growing ways to make a difference in the lives of those around them.
也希望他们这样日复一日的在你当中获得的满足，就能够在生命当中做好的见证来影响别的人。
Lord, bless as we leave from this place this day and go out into the community to make a difference for you.
希望你使我们走出去的时候也能够在我们的社区当中活出你的见证。
For it's in Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。Amen.